Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Basil Rathbone inviting you to join me beyond the green door. Today's story is about the sort of strange primitive ritual which we'll only find beyond the green door. Harwell made his great decision in the fall of 1952 when he set out to study the Mactlan Indians of Venezuela. In early 1953, he arrived at the Mactlan village. It was located on a vast plain of weeds and low shrubs, which stretched on either side of the lower Orinoco. A million mosquitoes filled the air. They were the only creatures who thrived in that place. No plant flowered on the desolate plain, and even the weeds could barely live. There were no mountains to collect the wind and bring some relief from the stifling heat. Nothing lived there willingly, not even the Mactlans. They'd been forced out of the Andes by stronger tribes and had retreated to the Orinoco plain. They prayed to their mountain god daily, but without much hope, to take them back to the Andes. Harwell wrote all this down. He was a cold sort of man, and he had come to learn about the Indians, not to pity them. The Mactlans didn't mind. They found his personality rather like their own, and soon they adopted him into their tribe. He won their confidence and learned their language. His book grew. He observed every ceremony, took part in the rituals, and recorded everything. 6 months after his arrival, he noted an undercurrent of excitement in the village. Tomorrow, he learned, was the day on which the Mactlans made their yearly sacrifice to the mountain god. They had brought this custom from their lost home in the Andes, and it involved a man jumping from a mountain peak into the precipice below. Well, obviously, this was symbolic, since there was nothing more than 2 feet high in the entire Orinoco plain. Noting this and considering the added interest it would give his book, Harwell volunteered for the ceremony. He was accepted, and on the night before the jump, he went through all the prescribed rituals of prayer and fasting. Then in the morning he walked outside and stopped in horror. The Mactlans had built a structure for him to jump from. With incredible industry, they had lashed together branches from the low shrubs of the plains. Out of 1,000 short lengths of wood, they had made a little mountain. It stood nearly 100 feet above the sun-baked plain, and the Mactlan warriors stood beside it, their spears ready in case Harwell changed his mind. Harwell kept his head. He reasoned with the Indians, pointing out how unsuitable he was for such a glorious leap and how unpleasing his smashed body would be in the eyes of the mountain god. The Mactlans withdrew for a conference and then returned to announce their decision. Lives and reputations rest on such decisions. Harwell's recently published book on the culture of the Mactlans is a critical as well as a popular success. It's a monumental work and one which was very nearly lost to the world. But luckily, Harwell was found by a team of map surveyors. These men brought Harwell's book back to civilization. And of course, they also brought back his horribly crushed body.